Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do mean that. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really, seriously. And again, it's great to have you with me. And if you didn't get the first hour, please go get it. Please go pick it up. You really need, you know, Rick Green is an expert in these areas. He understands what the laws are. He's been working on the constitutional issues for years. You know, his kids have been brought up in it. I mean, it's amazing to see these young people, his kids and others, at some of these events. And they know what their rights are. And it's not an obstinate way. You know, we think of some of the young kids that, I know my rights, you can't hit me, you can't do, you know, the kids in school sometimes. They do know their rights. They do know what you have a right to do and not right to do with them and what they can get away with. They don't look at their rights as something, and again, there are kids who do, but most of these young people, they don't look at their rights as something to help the country. They're not looking at their exercising their rights as something for the greater good. Most cases, they want to exercise their rights so they can get away with something or so they can benefit. It was not how we were supposed to bring up our kids. You know, John Kennedy would not, he'd be an outcast in his own party today. And he was so loved. Him and his wife, God bless. How come I do this all the time now? Because I get so excited to get ahead of myself, right? Jackie Kennedy, and Jack, both of them, you know, they were portrayed as the Camelot couple. Now, I don't care how you felt about them, either one, seriously. But what you need to understand is that they were seen as a young couple that could make it. And I know the whole backside, but just shut up and let me tell the story. Right? A young couple that could make it, you be the president, little kids in the White House. It was a whole different, it wasn't just the old white rich guys. You know, there were people that the younger people could relate with. That party doesn't exist anymore. All right? It just doesn't exist anymore. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I've asked Dr. Joel Wallach to join me. He's been on the show before in the past. And Dr. Wallach, seriously, he... He's got a great history, but we're not going to go through his whole history tonight on the show because I don't want to eat up all that time. He had reached out, and I've been reading some of the stuff that he's writing about how to protect yourself against the coronavirus. And let's be clear on this show. Some of you may not agree with me. The virus exists, whether it's man-made or concocted or blown up or what, it exists. We know it does. All right? Your body can fight it off. Your body can fight off almost anything if you give it the nutrients it needs to be able to fight it off. Otherwise, you know, you're dead, so to speak. So he is an expert in the field of health, giving your body the stuff it needs to fight these things. So has anybody noticed the crickets right now going on with Joe Biden? Anybody know that Joe Biden has been accused of sexual assault, right? And all those people that were screaming, Alyssa Milano and the rest of them. Remember when, what was it, Dr. Ford? When she came out against Kavanaugh? Family members couldn't remember it happening. Friends didn't remember it happening. She couldn't remember when it happened. She barely remembered where it happened. She couldn't be totally sure it was him, but she was sure it was him. And this was all over the place. This guy had no business being, being nominated for the Supreme Court or put on the Supreme Court. I mean, Kavanaugh was the devil's brother. Joe Biden, who many times have been accused of this kind of thing. Now he has a woman who has come forward and said, he did sexually assault me. And apparently, she is the woman that the Democrats have decided can't be trusted, should not be heard, should not be believed. How much more hypocritical does it get? They're telling us how terrible we are and how much we hate women. They hate any woman that goes against what they believe to be truth. Think about what they do to their own women. Now, again, Biden, you have the New York Times covering up for Biden and other publications covering up for him. The women's rights groups, nowhere to be found. The ACLU, nowhere to be found. Now, they were all over Kavanaugh, right? Demonizing Kavanaugh. We have picture after picture after picture, incident after incident after incident of Joe Biden. I mean, creepy Joe. Smelling the hair of an 11, 12, 13-year-old? Are we serious? Pictures of women trying to get away from him. Get your creepy little hands off me. I mean, he got away with it so much, he did it right out in the open. He didn't care. Think about that. But this is the true hypocrisy of the left. This is the true feeling of the Democrat Party towards everybody else. They see, the scary thing is they are ultimately always right in their eyes. Whatever they believe to be truth is truth. Whatever they believe is the right way to handle something is the right way to handle something. That's what's scary. That's what makes scares me about them as a whole. It'd be one thing if they were just wrong, they were giving up bad information or what have you. But when they get into power, it is extremely scary. Dr. Joel Wallach, the 90s for life and author of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, will be with me after the break. Look, tune in. Tell a friend to tune in. You want to hear how you can keep yourself safe and build up your body. Trouble's in your house. You listen to The Real Side. Be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hey, but after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
This is John Messina. Technical issues. Can you do 8:15? Well, when you hit the right button, you get back on the air. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And, again, be part of the solution. Be educated. How's that one? That always works better. So I do appreciate the time that you're with us, and I do appreciate the time that you're involved, that you're engaged, and that kind of thing. Anyway, again, we're having a little bit of a technical difficulty, so we'll bring Joel Wallach on, but it might be the next hour. But so that means you're stuck with me, and I don't know, good, better, or different. Anyway, so I have this stuff laid out, and when I change it, it makes me crazy, but But again, I'm going to get back to this. So Joel was the founder, he's the author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie and the founder of Youngevity. And I know some of you, because you wrote me before last time he was on, you're not real excited about the fact, you know, you think it's a pyramid type of thing. It's not. When Joel talks about really truly how your body doesn't get the nutrients it needs, if you really take a look at, you know, when they were talking about they're not allowing them to sell seeds in, what do you call it there, Home Depot, I said to him, go, so what? Are the seeds any good to begin with? Right? I'm just asking. And some of the seeds, my wife has told me and others have told me that pay attention to this kind of stuff, that they've got no nutritional value whatsoever, and they really won't even grow some of the fruits you're looking for. And when you get some of those fruits in the store, supermarket, do you really, really, really believe that they're, you know, I mean, they've been radiated? They've been picked when they're bright green? Look at the banana sometimes when you go in. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Right? You look at some of the other vegetables and fruits, and look at what they look like when they go. Tomatoes. Tomatoes are supposed to be red and happy. I don't care what they look like overall, but they're supposed to be red. Did I say that? They're supposed to be red. And no tomato I know of, when I grow in the backyard, is perfectly round. You know? And yeah, so a lot of those fruits and vegetables and things you're getting at the store may not have the nutrients in them that you think they have. And I think that's a big deal. Really do. So, Dr. Wallach, you know, maybe I should just, let me pull up this other story, if you would. The Joe Biden story. We need to finish that. Because that's really frosted me. That we've allowed him, we've ignored it. Everybody's ignored it. Or most of the mainstream media has ignored it. Let's put it that way. Does Tara Reid, the accuser, does she deserve to be believed? Right? Now, she has vowed, I'm sure this scares them, she's vowed never to vote in a national election again. And she definitely won't vote for Joe Biden. Now, here's the funny thing about it. Is that even though, and I was saying this earlier, nobody in Professor Ford's circle knew anything about Kavanaugh. Nobody. Not her family, all of that, and they went through the stuff where she was embarrassed, and she was this, and she was that. She couldn't even remember what year it happened, where it happened, when it happened. A former aide to former Vice President Joe Biden, who's accusing the Democrats' presumptive presidential, not well, he is now, of sexually assaulting her during the early 1990s, when he was a senator, she told Fox News that not only will she not vote for Biden in November, but she's not going to vote in a general election again. Right now, her family knew about the incident. Some of her friends around her knew about the incident. And the telling thing was that right after the incident happened, and she reported him, she was removed from her job. She was moved to a different department. It got to mean something. So she alleged the assault took place in the basement of the Capitol Hill office building in the spring of 93. Right? She said all, and again, she is so irritated the way they treated her. And she's worked for Leon Panetta, Senator Jack O'Connell, Joe, and even Joe Biden. She said she worked hard for the Democrat Party, especially as a young woman. And this is, you know, and again, when it all happened, there was nobody there on her side. Nobody there would even listen to her and or, you know, validate her, if you would. Now, they say they looked into it. The campaign looked into it. They can't find anything to substantiate her claim. Which I think is wrong. She, Kamala Harris is her representative. She says she reached out to Kamala Harris, and she got no response. See, these people are not genuine. I mean, seriously, they're not genuine. They could care less. If you're not a woman on their side, if you're not in that liberal camp, hardcore liberal camp, not just a Democrat, but a hardcore liberal Democrat, you're not going to get any support from them. She got no response from Harris, right? And even from his campaign. Nobody has reached out to her. Now, she says coming out has been difficult. And in 1993, it was the loss of her job and her career. Coming forward, she said last spring in 2019 about sexual harassment resulted in his supporters smearing me online and calling me all kinds of names. Remember when people were simply on the right? They were simply questioning Professor Ford. We were called, you know, victim shamers and all of that. Couldn't believe that we wouldn't believe a woman who said that she was sexually assaulted. Just amazing, isn't it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'd love to know how you feel about this one, because this one's crazy. This is like crazy going somewhere to happen crazy. Now, Biden's conduct towards women, as we've seen over and over and over and over again, came under scrutiny just before he announced his presidential campaign. 8 women. Not one. 8 women came forward. None of them have been talked about. Right? Come on, think about it. None of them have been talked about. Why? Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
With the U.S. death toll topping 28,000, President Trump promoted the Thursday announcement as he looks to reopen the economy.
We're going to be announcing guidelines.
The firm stay-at-home orders imposed by Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer were met with protesters.
We're tired of not being able to buy the things that we need, go to the hairdressers, get our hair done.
Whitmer said medical professionals say COVID-19 stays active on a surface for 3 days. That goes for common areas like ATMs and gas pumps.
One sick person touches it, and a nurse who's going to her shift touches it, and a food worker who's going to the store to stack the shelves touches it. You've just taken out people who are part of the life-sustaining work that needs to be done in a global pandemic. And so everyone's got to do their part.
This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROCHO, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting, being part of the solution, in essence. Right? I mean, that's what it is. And you got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You heard me in the first hour. I'm really, now look, this doesn't apply to all of you. So please don't send me an email that your little feelings have been hurt and you know, you're doing everything you can in your neighborhood and your world to make things happen and do the right thing. I believe you. And God bless you for doing that. But here's the deal. Are you pushing your friends to do it? Is everybody involved in it? Do you know what I'm saying? I want everybody involved in trying to get the message. Do not, look it. I'm in my neighborhood today. We're supposed to be on total lockdown. You're not supposed to be out of your house unless you're in the backyard. I don't believe in any of that stuff, by the way, so don't get on my case. All right? I'm just saying what it's supposed to be. And I'm not going to, and his families, I mean, my God, for the first time, I think it's the first time in the 20 years I've lived here, I'm watching families walking together, biking together, you know, around the neighborhood. I'm okay with that. I think it's great that they're doing that. But I've seen a family together. My God. Can you imagine? I saw another family playing basketball. And when I say family, I'm talking mom, dad, and three kids playing basketball in the street. I'm good with that, too. I think it's wonderful to see them out there. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, you know, the truth of the matter is, you're not going to keep us down that long. It's going to be a problem for you guys, eventually. Back to the Biden story, real quick. I mean, I'm not going to beat up the whole hour with it, but so you got the Biden accuser, right? She's come forward. I guess not all women should. There's a litmus test of some kind. Not all women are to be believed, apparently. I mean, I don't know. I'm not the expert here, right? And, you know, Biden's deputy campaign manager and communications director, Kate Bedingfield, she said the former vice president has dedicated his public life. See, they never really answer the question directly. You know, when they asked Hillary Clinton at one point in time, how did you, how did you shame those women, but you're still for the whole Me Too thing? And she said, don't, you know, something along the lines of, not quote, you know, don't question what I've done for women or this. And she turned it into everything that she's done for women in her career. And I never went back and fact-checked her because I don't care. I figure most of what comes out of her mouth is a lie anyhow. But why did she? Why couldn't she simply answer the question as to why did you shame, slut-shame, victim-shame, whatever term they would use, for those women that your husband sexually assaulted? Why did you do that? Shouldn't they have been believed? Now, apparently Joe Biden helped push laws or bills around violence against women. He worked heavily on the Violence Against Women Act. He said that he firmly believes in a woman's right to be heard, and heard respectfully, but added such claims should also be diligently reviewed by an independent press. Well, we'd have to find an independent press now, wouldn't we, Joe? Because CNN, Washington Post, even the New York Times, they're not covering the story at all. They're pulling back on it. They're not even dealing with it. Isn't that great? They're covering for you, Joe. We're going to start calling him Joey B. Stacey Abrams, who feels like the election was stolen from her, and it's backed up by Michelle Obama, so it must be true, right? Yeah, she thinks that somehow the Republicans either stole, which is classic, because most of the time when you look at voter fraud, stolen votes, phony ballots, they always break for Democrats. Right? And okay, and nothing is 100%, so let me change that. 98.5% of the time they break for Democrats, right? So everybody's saying, well, you know, she might be a good choice for him for vice president. I don't, with all due respect to Joe, I don't think Joe's going to make it through his presidency. I really don't. If he ever became, I don't think he'd become president. But if he ever did, is Stacey Abrams the person you want as president of these United States? Second in line? Seriously. I love it. I'm going to get emails to Zoo. You know, why are you picking on a black woman? I'm not. I'm picking on the person who wants to be VP and has no business being VP. Actually, has no business in government, period. It's really that simple. You know, CNN recently, I think I talked about this the other night. CNN called, Trump a scapegoater, that he was trying to scapegoat China, you know, as being the cause of all of this. Well, they are. And the more reports that keep coming up, it's really funny how, you know, you've got people in the Democrat Party saying that the president knew about this back in November. Why didn't he do anything with it? He was told again in December. Why didn't he do anything about it? He was told again in January. He still wouldn't move on it. Remember? This is what I don't even have to remember. It's even today. They're blaming the president for not moving about this virus that he knew about in China. Yet, you got CNN and others saying, well, you know, this didn't originate in China. This wasn't because of a Chinese lab issue. This wasn't because of this or that that had to do with China. They need to make up their minds. They've got me totally confused. Seriously. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I'd love to hear from you guys. Listen, write down my email address, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I would like to have Rick Reed do a weekly constitutional moment, even if it means 10 minutes. And the way I can get him to do it, send me an email. Say, yeah, I'd like to hear Rick more often. That's all you got to write. You even put it in a subject line. Yep. I'd like to hear Rick on your show more often. Because I think that's what you need to hear on a regular basis, what your rights are, you know, how to stand up for yourself, how to make sure that your governors. Here in California, I would love to start slapping around some of these legislators that gave Gavin Newsom unfettered power to deal with the COVID virus. That means COVID virus, sorry. That means that he can do anything he wants to, that he sees fit to protect the state. And now he's decided that the state will send out almost $125 million, because there's not going to be enough trouble, right? $125 million to fund, you ready for this one, stimulus checks to immigrants in the state illegally. Why? His rationale is because they contribute to the economy. Gavin, they don't pay real estate tax in most cases, okay? They do not pay payroll taxes. The only tax they do pay, this because this is the game they play. They always say to me, well, they pay taxes too. Really? Which ones? And they always come up with sales tax. Well, guess what, Gavin? They're not buying anything. What sales tax are they paying? Nobody's out there because you've closed the stores down. So Gavin Newsom announced on Wednesday plans to give cash payments to adult immigrants who are living here illegally. Now, the plan, which would use a mix of taxpayer money and charitable donations from corporations and philanthropists, will give 150,000 adults $500 each during the coronavirus outbreak. Now, California had an estimated 2 million immigrants living in the country illegally. Now, I want you to think about something, right? 2 million immigrants, they say living in the country, probably here in California, right? That's what they meant to say in their press release. So you got 2 million of them living here. Illegally, they know about it. 2 million. Remember? Hillary, she went by just under that, didn't she? Here in California? I can't remember the number. And a federal judge forced the voter registration, Secretary of State, to clean up the voter registration rolls of over 1.5 million voters that should have been there illegally. Come and see your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Swingers, pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
One more dance around the desk. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-55. Rosemary Clooney, sweet lady. Nice lady. Her nephew? Not so much. Come on, you know who her nephew is, right? Little Georgie. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855. Stop that. 732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of this conversation. All right, let's get to it. There is so much going on. It's hard to keep up with. Let's go. Let's hit up. Well, hey, let's go for Biden again, right? I mean, seriously. Before I get to him, though, did you hear about the Georgia Democrat that kind of broke party lines, if you would, and endorsed Trump, even with everything that's going on? And again, you know, let's get away from party for a second. This guy says, look, let me read you what he said. So a lawmaker in Georgia drew some backlash from fellow Democrats after endorsing President Trump. State Rep Vernon Jones, whose Atlanta area district includes parts of DeKalb County and Rockdale counties, he argued that the president's policies has helped him and other African Americans. One of the first guys to tell the truth here, right? I mean, he's not looking at a Republican and Democrat. Here's a Republican who stepped up, who hasn't been a Democrat in the past. And he says, you know, we have to help everybody. It's very simple to me, Jones said, according to the Atlanta Journal. President Trump's handling of the economy, his support for historically black colleges, his criminal justice initiatives, drew me to endorse his campaign. Their people haven't done any of this. They've talked about it, but they've not done any of it. And he said there's a lot of African Americans, believe it or not, who clearly see and appreciate that he's doing something that has never been done before for our community. I'm telling you, he's winning it over. Trump is winning over, but he's not winning them over because he's targeting them. He's winning them over because he's just doing the right thing as he sees these issues come up. When you look at the unemployment rates among black Americans before the pandemic, they were at historic lows. Those are factual numbers. It's not made up. But the other Georgia Democrats quickly attacked Jones. Senator Nakima Williams, chairwoman of the state Democratic Party, issued a statement calling Jones an embarrassment, adding he doesn't stand for our values. See, they eat their own. We do too, but in a different way. But they eat their own, right? And they'll run somebody against him. They'll try to get rid of him. You watch. Republicans, meanwhile, hailed the decision by Jones, who represents one of Georgia's most populous and left-leaning districts. Vernon has been a Trump fan for a while, Brandon Phillips, who headed Trump's 2016 campaign. Glad to see him putting Georgia first over party. Perfect, perfect line. And he's perfectly right. We should be putting principle over party. I did a whole series in California. I went from party, women's Republican group to women's Republican group, and I spoke about putting principles before party. The reason being is you didn't join the Republican Party. Nobody did because they were the Republican Party. You joined the party because they most lined up with your principles. If the party starts straying from those principles and you think it's wrong, you need to fight to pull them back in, not just give up. And a lot of people, they just gave up. Jones is facing a Democrat primary challenge from community activist Rhonda Taylor. I hope he kicks her butt. I hope he proves a point. You really, seriously, we need to stop being this partisan. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Biden's first virtual event, and that's okay. You know? And listen, from a technical standpoint, I get it. There's a problem. We have him on the show. And we've got decent equipment, and we have him on the show. But when he tried to have his little virtual get-together, now, the thing I thought was funny about this is they thought it was a big success. He had 1,600 people tune in. This was a big success. Sorry. Trump gets 1,600 on the front end of the music portion of the video, any of his videos. You know what I'm saying? You usually get thousands, tens of thousands of people on Trump's videos. Biden said that let me start at the beginning of this. Right, I mean, he tried to do a virtual town hall, and that was just hours after Bernie Sanders dropped out of the race. Now, obviously, he's going to be he's the assumed party nominee. We'll see what happens. Right, he streamed it live to about 1,600 people. Now, Biden praised Sanders during the town hall for being a persistent and passionate voice for progress. He also lauded the Vermont senator for energizing millions of supporters. Early today, he said, my good friend Bernie Sanders announced he was suspending his campaign. Now, Biden's comments were sometimes muddied or muddled. He didn't just run a political campaign. He created a movement. Biden also said that the coronavirus had magnified some of our worst systemic. This is the part I love. Everything is racism for the Democrats. If you don't know that, doesn't matter what it is. Seriously. Biden also said the coronavirus had magnified some of our worst systemic inequities, and the black and Hispanic communities are suffering higher infection and death rates than white communities. Well, why is that? Is it because they're black? Because we hate them? Why bring it up? And what are the numbers? Tell me what the numbers are. Where are you getting those numbers? Is it because of health reasons? Because of food? Because they don't take care of themselves as well? They don't have access to doctors? I mean, how about a little bit more? How about a little bit more substance, Joe? Let's call him Joey B. I like that. Joey B. says, that's unconscionable. We need more data on how Latinos and other communities of color are impacted. We need to know what needs to be done. You know, they called, George W. a racist because he didn't go running to help those people in Louisiana during the hurricane. And then we come to find out that the supplies he did send, the things he did do, were stolen by people of color that were supposed to go to people of color. Come on. Let's just call it what it is, right? It has nothing to do with racism at that point. It's just a bunch of thieves stealing from people they're supposed to be taking care of. However, I'm going to say what I always say. I have no sympathy. You voted those thieves in. You knew what they were like. And you still voted them in. People in New York. People in Chicago. Seattle. And then you want the federal government to bail you out. You want them to bail you out with a combination of tax money from liberals and conservatives. No, you can't have my money. If you vote people in that don't help your cause, that don't really help you, that screw things up, why should I bail you out for your wrong decisions? You know, I've always said that I was a smoker, so I'm okay with saying this. And it's going to sound cold, but I don't mean it the way it sounds. If you're a smoker, and you've been smoking since you were 20, say you're my age, and you've been smoking since the 60s or 70s, you always heard about how bad it was. You heard it caused cancer. You heard this, you heard that. You've been smoking all these years. You come up with cancer, and then you're mad at the government because they won't come through and help you or don't come through properly and help you. Now, again, it's going to sound mean, but I'm not trying to be mean. What is that all about? Do I want you to live? Sure I do. But don't blame the government for not coming through to help you. You knew what you've been doing for decades. You knew that what you were doing could cause a problem, but did you do it thinking that the government would show up with a new set of lungs for you? It's not right. It's not fair. It's not right to put that on us. Look, I will help you get the medication you need to stop smoking. I think that's a great thing to do. Because then we save money all the way around. I don't have to worry about you being in the hospital half a dozen times because of your lungs and because of your issues. But we all need to take responsibility for what we've done and not done. And that's what's missing. We don't do that anymore. And it's irritating as heck. When Joe goes on to say that we need more data on how Latinos and other communities, how about we just get more data on how communities are being affected? Wouldn't that be cool? You know, black communities, again, I don't know how true this is. Black communities have three times the death rates of white communities when it comes to the coronavirus. Really? I'd like to see that. Show me where that's happening. If you're talking about New York City making the bulk of that, they truly have communities. There are black and Hispanic and white and what have you, and it does run through there like wildfire, especially if you're not following the rules. Tom is your host. You listen to Real Sign on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. We'll be right back.